I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, new details emerge in a missing pastor case. I'll explain why that matters in a moment. Then later, technology provides new tools for Christian education. Stick around for the full story in just a few moments. But first, under court order, the Malaysian government is expected to release a classified report this week with information about the 2017 forced disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"This has never been seen publicly. It's never been published before. And the judge has ordered the government to turn it over to Susanna and her attorneys, as she is in the process of suing the government and suing individually some leadership within the special branch of the Malaysian police. They are the ones who are accused of this forced disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh."
Koh's wife, Susanna, has been pressing for answers since he disappeared in February 2017.
If the abduction hadn't been accidentally caught on a security camera, it would be as if he literally fell off the face of the earth. His car has never been found. He has never been seen or heard from since that day.
A misunderstanding led officials to target Koh. He was thought to be sharing the gospel with ethnic Malay people, an unforgivable crime in Malaysia.
Subsequently, he was mailed a box with bullets inside of it, not very subtle way to threaten someone. And then in 2017, he disappeared.
Pray the government will release the full report and that the truth will be revealed. Next, nerves are stretched taut in Lebanon as the U.S. pushes for peace between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Israeli leaders that this week's talks could be the last chance for a Gaza ceasefire. Meanwhile, Hezbollah and Israel trade attacks in southern Lebanon, killing 10. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
"Every little crack, every little sound is watched very carefully and brings up the worst of us because, again, we're human beings and we do fear for our lives."
Gospel workers serve diligently near conflict zones in southern Lebanon, offering the hope of Christ to those who flee Hezbollah hotspots.
"We want to give this message of hope. At the same time, we want to tend to those who are suffering the most. Since that conflict started in October, we added 500 new families that are receiving monthly food packages. In June, we had another 500. So we are now tending to an additional 1,000 families in great need."
Pray that widespread tension in the Middle East will de-escalate. 10 months of war continues to displace families throughout Lebanon. These challenges offer a God-sized opportunity. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, the development of artificial intelligence, or AI, is affecting Christian education and missions around the world. Many ministries are evaluating the uses of AI as it gains popularity in schools. David Durance with Teach Beyond says,
"The positives are obviously that you can provide crazy amount of information, and often quite helpful and accurate information, in a place where you're not going to be able to get a bunch of textbooks. But then the flip side is true. We're not exactly sure where that information is coming from and how that's being supplied and how do we control that."
According to Durance, Teach Beyond and other mission organizations are discussing the creation of an AI that reflects Christian core values. While AI is creating these new discussions and collaborations, the work in Christ-centered education remains the same.
"If it was just about knowledge, our work would be done in missions. We could just have, you know, the gospel proclaimed everywhere around the world via radio or via internet and just say, let's wrap it up. Mission is done. Mission is always done through relationship. It's been like that for 2 millennia. So nothing is changing in that respect. Yes, it's a tool in the toolbox. And I think it is a brilliant tool in some ways that is going to help us be more effective."
Pray for Teach Beyond and other ministries as they make decisions regarding AI. Pray for wisdom for the teachers in the classroom encountering these new situations. There's more at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.